A night to remember. I can't sleep after the game. Again. I spend a couple hours tuning AM radio to the weird bounces of night. I listen to Jabber Jabber from Quebec, a farm report from Minnesota, and a country station in Nashville. I crawl out my window onto the porch roof and wrap myself in all my blankets. A fat white seed sleeps in the sky. Slush is frozen over. People say that winter lasts forever, but it's because they obsess over the thermometer. North in the mountains, the maple syrup is trickling. Brave geese punch through the thin ice left on the lake. Underground, pale seeds roll over in their sleep, starting to get restless, starting to dream green. The moon looked closer back in August. Rachel got us to the end of summer party, a cheerleader party, with beer and seniors and music. She blackmailed her brother, Jimmy, to drive us. We were all sleeping over at Rachel's house. Her mother thought Jimmy was taking us roller skating.
I didn't realize it at first, but this must be a flashback to last summer, to the party. Did you notice that Melinda said the moon looked closer back in August? Also, she mentioned the end-of-summer party. Authors use flashbacks to tell readers about something that happened in the past. I think we are finally going to read about what happened at that summer party. We're on the last paragraph of the page, which begins, "It was at a farm."
It was at a farm a couple of miles from our development. The kegs were in the barn where the speakers were set up. Most people hung at the edge of the lights. They looked like models.